Barry, thank you very, very much for being with us again this year. Our next speaker, Selena Fox, there she is. Selena Fox is the founder and co-executive director of Circle Sanctuary, an international nature spirituality resource center headquartered on a 200-acre nature preserve in southwestern Wisconsin. Selena received her MS in counseling from the University of Wisconsin in Madison. She graduated cum laude with a BS in psychology from the College of William and Mary in Virginia in 1971. She is a spiritual counselor in private practice. She is also a staff psychotherapist at Wellspring, a mental health outpatient clinic in Madison, Wisconsin. Selena has been a Wiccan priestess and pagan artist since 1973. She is one of America's best-known pagan elders and civil liberty activists. She is founder of Circle Network, Lady Liberty League, and the Pagan Academic Network. This woman needs no introduction to all of you. I'm sure all of this is redundant because all of us know and love Selena Fox. Welcome. Now, here we are on another 4th of July. I was here last year at a park nearby, and it's wonderful to be back in Washington, D.C. to celebrate not only the 4th of July, but a victory this year. I would like those of you who are called to do so to reflect on the sacred as you know it, or them, and invite that presence to be in our midst. I'm going to play a singing bowl that's been with me for many interfaith journeys. A Dominican nun turned witch got it from a Buddhist at a Shinto temple, and most recently my player I got from an interfaith women's gathering at a nunnery where we celebrated the Pinnacle Quest. So in the next few moments, as I play the singing bowl, connect with the sacred as you know it, them, or if you aren't religious, connect with your connection with the greater web of life of which we are all part. And then I invite you to join in a hum, and as we hum, let that inner light of spiritual connection flow from this space around Washington, D.C., not only to the White House, but to our Capitol, to the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, to the Washington Monument in between. For yes, they are in a sacred circle and a sacred cross. Peace, harmony, love, liberty, and justice flow from our hearts and our spirits on this sacred day, not only throughout our rally, but let it flow across this great nation's capital. Let it flow across America and around the world. Blessed be. Now, I would like to invite to come up and join me right here in front of the stage, all of you who are on active duty in the U.S. military, because the Pinnacle Quest was about supporting our troops and our veterans. So let us welcome our active duty pagans. Thank you. We honor 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 you. And now I invite those of you who are veterans to come and join our active duty personnel, because I know they're members of the Order of the Pentacle and they're veterans from many different religions, philosophies here. Let us welcome all of our veterans. Well, those of you who were here last year know that our numbers here have grown, and let us give thanks to all of our veterans for their service. We give thanks. 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 And now, in the company of all these pagans in the military, I want to say how happy I am that the Pentacle has become the 39th symbol to be on the list of emblems of belief that can be included on government-issued headstones, markers, and plaques issued for deceased veterans requested by the next of kin. I want to give thanks to Secretary Nicholson and Undersecretary William Turk and the Department of Justice attorneys that represented them for finally settling with us and doing the right thing and putting the Pentacle on that list of emblems of belief. I want to give thanks to all of you who have supported this quest, and especially I want to give thanks to all the staff of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, because with their help, we were able to get this done. Furthermore, I want to thank all the pagan groups and all the pagan individuals and all the religious leaders from all the different paths and all the media and all the people that helped in this quest. Let us all express thanks for this victory with a great cheer. Hooray! Washington, D.C. on the 4th of July, we have freedom of speech definitely operating in many places around this park, and here we exercise our freedom of speech and our freedom of press and our freedom of religion and all of our freedoms. It is a wonderful day to have this victory where our soldiers and our veterans have equal rights. For isn't America about that equal rights? With liberty and justice for all. Let us thank our veterans and our active duty service personnel with a good hand clap, and then I'm going to invite some more people to come up here on the stage. So, July 4th, what is July 4th about? Why are we celebrating? Yes, there is a revolution dimension to it, transformation of our society. It's America's birthday. Before America had a birthday, there were people that were here in America helping to bring about the birth of our nation. And later on today, you will connect with some founding fathers. And I'd like to invite those of you who are descended from people that lived in colonial America to come up and be on stage. Let us celebrate those who are descendants from the ancient ones that helped birth America. And I see my husband there who needs to come up here. In fact, I invite them all to come right up here on the stage with me. Yeah, we're going to get our... This is a time for not only looking to the past, but also to the future. And it is important for us to remember our proud history. It's important to honor our ancestors. I'm going to have... Can everybody see?
Okay.
All up here. So let us give thanks to America, for it is America's birthday. Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday, America. And may we all carry that joy and spirit of America in our hearts, regardless of when our ancestors came over. Blessed be. This is what I call the interactive presentation. So where do we go from here? The Veteran Pinnacle Quest has been won. Yes, we need to get additional emblems of belief for other pagan groups and other religious groups and groups with philosophies on that list. We need to truly have equal rights across religions and philosophies. And we've also mentioned the need for the Chaplain's Quest. Circle Sanctuary was in a supporting role for the Veteran Pinnacle Quest for the first 5 to 6 years because we were involved in the Chaplain's Quest. Well, when it became very apparent that things were stuck, we decided to also get directly involved with the Veteran Pinnacle Quest. And now that that's been solved, we're back on the Chaplain's Quest. We also need to have equal rights in all aspects of society. In fact, it is my hope in my lifetime that people can run for public office, local, state, national, be pagan, and not have that be an issue or a problem. Let us all hold that vision in our mind. Can we get a pagan in that White House someday? I hope so, because if we get a pagan in the White House, I can tell you, it will definitely highlight the pagan roots of America. So in closing, I want to talk about those pagan roots. On the 4th of July, there's a lot of talk about the Christian roots of America. I am descended from Christian patriots that helped birth America, and I honor those roots. But I'm also part Native American, and I'm also connected with the spirit of the old pagan past that our founding fathers and mothers honored. Lady Liberty, we give thanks to you. You not only are a symbol of our nation, but you, Libertas, are a pagan goddess. Lady Justice, we give thanks to you. You not only are a symbol in our nation, but you are a pagan goddess, and we give thanks to you. Spirit of the Eagle, you are a symbol of America, and we honor that. But you too are a pagan symbol, and we give thanks to you. I'd like to conclude by inviting all of you to rise up and take the pose of Lady Liberty so that we can send out a cry, not only here, and especially over there, and over there where the VA is, but throughout Washington and this great land and around the world. I hold with me an image of Lady Liberty that was taken after we invoked her at one of our sacred fires at a pagan spirit gathering just before I came to this event. And another symbol of Lady Liberty, which we use this year to invoke her. Let us call for liberty and justice for all. Liberty and justice for all. Liberty and justice for all. Liberty and justice for all.
Liberty and justice for all. Liberty and justice for all. Liberty and justice for all.
So vote at thee. Amen. Ahu. Blessed be.